Coming up on show 1108, Apple is in talks for their very own US electric car battery factory. And we don't even know about their electric car yet. Stick around, I'll tell you more. Also on the show today, Porsche's Macan, how employers could be putting in charges for their employees, and what's the most popular EV in somewhere like the Netherlands? We're going to find out. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. For what happened on Wednesday, 9th of June, my name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. Yeah, I do sound worse than I probably feel. I have, yes, had a persistent cough, and no, I don't have COVID, but I am generally under the weather. But thank you very much to everyone who has sent some well wishes. And we'll start with news about Apple in early stage talks with a couple of Chinese companies about the supply of batteries for their future EV, which of course Apple will deny they're even making. Yeah, right, Tim Apple, we believe you. They're talking to China's CATL and BYD about supplying Apple with batteries for any EV that, I don't know, they might make in the future. And this is a story that's gone to Reuters with four different sources. They say that all these people have knowledge of the matter, but couldn't disclose who they are. Well, the discussions are subject to change. Obviously, they're early stage talks. And according to this Reuters report, Apple has made building manufacturing facilities in the United States a condition for these potential battery suppliers, according to two of those four people. And an official in the US, a senior official in the US of President Joe Biden's administration, confirmed that would be a condition, that if Apple were to be talking to people about battery supply, not for their consumer goods, but for electric cars, that the battery factory would indeed have to be on US soil. This one rumbles. We know no more about their car, but we keep hearing these stories. The Apple car could well be on the way one day. Okay, let's talk about Porsche and the Macan EV. Will best the Taycan for battery range. Now, it's not going to be coming anytime soon, not in the next week or month or possibly even year, but we are looking forward to the Porsche Macan, because as good as the Taycan is, I do think that that more family-friendly segment, style, if you like, of the Porsche Macan, not that I'm talking about affordable family transport, but I just think that the Macan is a big seller for Porsche, and when it goes electric, it'll be a big deal. The electric powertrain version of their best-selling SUV, the Macan, will promise better battery range than the current Taycan, even though it's less of an aerodynamic and less of a performance car, you would argue. It goes on sale in 2023. The new platform is the PPE platform from the Volkswagen Group. It underpins the EV. We're going to see it alongside the regular gas-powered Macan as well, according to driving.ca. Now, according to Porsche, the vehicle will have significantly more range than the Taycan, and even borrow technology from it. Well, we know that the 800-volt system, which we find in the Taycan, the Audi e-tron GT, that is part of the PPE platform for the Macan, while the Taycan has been criticized for an official EPA range of 227 miles, that is 365 kilometers on the official EPA range. We know that Porsche play that down. The actual mileage of the Taycan is vastly increased, almost 300 miles with some range tests. So we will wait and see the Macan from Porsche. The next one to be coming from them is sure to be a really, really popular with EV with Porsche buyers. Next, we'll talk about MER, M-E-R, a new entrant to the charging market owned by Statkraft, and announced the roaming partnership with NewMotion. That is a company now owned by the oil company Shell. Now, the agreement between MER, it opens up their 160 charging points in the UK to NewMotion clients and Shell Recharge users in the UK, says Electrive. And I hadn't used the Shell Recharge network until I got a car from Onto, the subscription company. And it comes with not only the Polar card as well for the Polar network, but also a Shell Recharge card. Not just useful at Shell stations, but loads of places. And so I was able to dive into Winchester and flash the card and charge the car. Now, they're adding those chargers to the Shell network. It's owned by the Norwegian energy giant Statkraft, like I mentioned. They launched in April of this year, and they were initially called Grön Kontakt. Now, have you watched Bjørn Nyland's videos? Of course you have. The Norwegian EV reviewer was always dropping into Grön Kontakt charging stations, and I always thought, that's a curious name. And then I saw on his videos they changed from Grön Kontakt to MER, M-E-R, and that's the name they're going to be using across Europe as well. The company says it focuses on getting charging stations into businesses, organisations, key retail as well. One of the recent partnerships in the UK included the British charge point operator Osprey. Now, they were formerly known as Engenie. Are you making notes about this? NewMotion has been on a steep expansion course ever since they were acquired by Shell. It feels 5 minutes ago, but it was 2017 they were bought, adding more and more networks to the overall place that you can use those networks from just one single charge point, and that's really, really good. Let's move on. Coming up on the podcast, we'll be talking about how a third of businesses would consider installing a charger for their workers to help them go EV. And what's the most popular in the Netherlands now? We'll find out very soon. First of all, the RAC has agreed to a deal to support the first EV rally taking place in England, featuring a wide range of EVs from factory models to solar-powered and several self-builds as well. The London to Brighton EV Rally. And it's going to be starting on the banks of the River Thames, going 58 miles to finish at Madeira Drive on Brighton seafront. When does it happen? 18th of July. Will it happen? We'll have to wait and see. We are still under lockdown here. Well, coronavirus restrictions, even though we're out loud outside of the house at the moment. The Forecourt Trader website says the RAC has teamed up with this year's event as the official breakdown and recovery partner. They say that any competitor unfortunate enough to run out of charge will benefit from the EV Boost technology. This is the recovery service. They've got emergency chargers in the back of their recovery vans. Yep, they're running off a generator. Yes, they're running off diesel, but it gets you enough charge to get to where you want to go. All the vans are also equipped. If they can't just charge you, maybe you've got a reason where you can't continue, all of their vans also have a recovery system which enables their patrols to get an EV and tow it to its destination, but with all four wheels off the ground. Some EVs can't be towed safely, and so the RAC have put that into their vans as well. Good news. Let's talk about this. A third of UK businesses would consider putting in chargers for their workers. A third of UK firms asked about this, saying putting chargers into employees' homes to support them going electric would be of interest, according to new research. One in five claim the increase in home working has influenced their plans. Well, upfront costs and operational challenges remain a barrier to widespread adoption of home charging, says This Is Money. They say the news comes after it was revealed UK businesses are investing almost £16 billion in the electrification of their fleets in the next 12 months. That's a 50% uplift on this time a year ago. I wonder how COVID changed those plans, sped them up, slowed them down. It seems to be accelerating. The UK government's ban on internal combustion engines is still meant to be 2030, less than 10 years away, although plug-in hybrids are allowed if they go a certain range. That range is not currently being decided, and yes, the car industry are lobbying very, very, very hard through their mouthpiece. We have a thing called the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders, and that is like a lobby organisation. All the car makers, not Tesla, pay to be part of, and they argue to the government for what's in their interest. And so, yeah, all the car makers are saying, well, hey, we want to go electric, and yet the lobby organisation is like, no, allow plug-ins. Yes. Right, moving on. Tesla is no longer the most sold car in the Netherlands. As new tax rules and wider choice impact its place in the rankings, this report said today, in the first 5 months of this year, the Skoda Enyaq built up the biggest market share of almost 12%, more than double that of any Tesla. Had 18% of the market in the Dutch market this time last year, according to DutchNews.nl. One reason for the downturn in Tesla's becoming less popular there is because of tax rules with company cars. The maximum catalogue price to be eligible for a tax cut has been reduced to €40,000, and the cheapest Tesla is 49. So company car drivers with an electric vehicle which cost more than 40k have to add 22% to their annual income for tax purposes. But below 40k, you only add 12%. So those more luxurious cars are losing out. Final story today, new research about EV charging practices and batteries. This is one to read a couple of times and fully understand. New research has highlighted how temperature and state of charge both impact the degradation of lithium-ion batteries in used EVs. The research was done by Altelium. Always look at who pays for stuff. I got sent, a quick aside, I got sent some research today by a company that I thought looked quite dubious. I didn't believe it. It was to do with how many people don't want to buy an EV. So I replied to this research company and said, hey, super interesting. I'd love to report on it. Who funded it? And they replied, nobody funded it. We thought it'd be fun to do ourselves. I don't believe it. I'm calling that's BS. I don't. Research companies work for clients. They don't just conduct massive phone or telephone or internet surveys for the heck of it. They wouldn't tell me who wanted to do that study. And so I'm not going to tell you any of the details about it, because it looked a bit interesting. But this company, Altelium, are an EV battery warranty provider. And so that is who has paid for this study. They have been investigating degradation of used EV lithium-ion batteries caused by chemical deterioration of batteries when they're not in use, especially when parked up, says Fleet News. The data found that the ideal conditions for improving battery life and charging the battery once it hits 10% state of discharge and recharging it to 80%. That's pretty widely known in the EV community, if not everyone knowing that, and some car makers even say, you must go to 100% because it balances the battery. Rather than allowing the battery to drain to empty or zero and then going all the way to 100, this research saying, generally, it's good practice to stay between 10 and 80. The research highlighted that high-level state of charge between 70 and 80% is the worst position to leave your car stored at. It could cause greater calendar aging. EV batteries stored between 70 and 80% could lose up to 4 to 8% of their capacity at the end of just 1 year when compared to best conditions, which they say when the battery is completely discharged. Well, that doesn't make any sense. The best conditions are not discharging a battery. Have a read of it yourself, and I'll pop a link in the show notes. Right, question of the week with emobilitynorway.com. What noises should EVs make inside and out? If any, email me hello at evnewsdaily.com. Hey, I appreciate you getting to the end of the podcast, listening to Croaky McCroakface today. Thank you very much for your thoughts as well on question of the week. I'll read them out on Sunday, and anyone that takes a look at Patreon, much appreciated. Our premium partners are Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of The Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, nationalcarcharging.com and alohacharge.com, Derek Riley, and the EV Review Island YouTube channel. I'm chatting to him very soon, by the way. Richard at rsev.co.uk. I'll do it again. rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, and emobilitynorway.com. Sponsors of Question of the Week. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.